Banff, plans are underway to close one of Banff's lower-budget accommodation options to make way for the Southern Alberta Institute of Technology, SAIT, to allow for additional education and programming at Banff YWCA. The Y is proposing to close its 42-room hostel, which pumps profits into running the Y's programs and services for about 3 decades, following discussions with SAIT about an anchor program for tourism and hospitality. This is the beginning of a new evolution for the Y and where we can support our community in the way that we want to. It's about community well-being, said Ebony Rempel, the Y's chief executive officer. This partnership and changes we're exploring will allow us to deliver more powerful prevention and intervention services. Since the 1980s, YWCA Banff has offered lower-budget accommodation options for travelers looking for a more affordable option for a basic private room. The Y refers to the hostel as a social enterprise hotel, meaning the revenue from guests is invested into social services run by the organization. Rempel said the hope is to convert the 42 hotel rooms into apartment dwellings for students and use the 1,300-square-foot great room as the SAIT classroom. She said the hotel has been the golden goose that allows the Y to generate revenue to be able to offer much-needed programs and services. But while it does generate some revenue, it really just allows us to cover programs and services. It doesn't create the amount of revenue that we would need in order to get the building up to the standards, she said. A major capital investment is required in order for us to keep operating out of this space in any capacity. While a capital renovation is one of the main reasons for the change, Rempel said the more compelling reason is the alignment between the work of the YWCA and the SAIT programs that will be offered, particularly the tourism and hospitality education curriculum. I think the number one reason why we want to move forward in this way is that the partnership with SAIT. We've been in conversation with SAIT around this partnership the last couple of years, and through those conversations what's been revealed is that there's a lot of value alignment in terms of the work that SAIT is doing collectively, the school, but I think even more specifically around the tourism and hospitality educational curriculum that they deliver, and the values that we have here at the Y around community well-being and wellness, she said. Over time, we've realized there's a lot of synergies and opportunities for the Y to embed ourselves within the SAIT curriculum and support our community with some other educational opportunities around community wellness, around prevention of violence within the hospitality and tourism sector, which we know exists not just in our community but globally. In order to accommodate the proposal to bring SAIT to the Y, a change of use permit is required by the Town of Banff. The issue is likely to go to Municipal Planning Commission, perhaps as early as November or December. Darren Enns, Director of Planning and Environment for the Town of Banff, said the YWCA property lies within the public service district. He said the land use bylaw defines hostels as overnight commercial accommodations administered by a recognized not-for-profit, noting the YWCA and High on Tunnel Mountain are the only two hostels defined this way in Banff. The other so-called hostels in Banff do not fit this definition and are, therefore, deemed hotels under the land use bylaw. He said SAIT is considered a public education service under the land use bylaw, and is a permitted use in the public service land use district, but the Y's proposal also includes housing associated with the post-secondary education. There's a housing component that goes along with this and that is likely to be the trigger as a discretionary use to go to MPC, he said. The YWCA also needs conversations with Parks Canada about its lease for the Spray Avenue site and SAIT still requires permission from Alberta's Ministry of Advanced Education. The idea is about 40 students will start at SAIT in Calgary, but will do a semester at the Y as part of a practicum in the community. This is a bit of a pilot program, Rempel said. The particular program is an anchor program that will need to get approval from the Ministry of Advanced Education, which is in process as we speak. While tough to nail down timelines, Rempel said the hope is to have the SAIT classroom open in early 2026. There's still a lot that needs to happen, she said. Rempel said an example of the connection with SAIT's tourism and hospitality programming includes work the Y is currently doing with two other rural communities in southern Alberta to look at the prevalence of violence. Of course, this means us doing a deep dive into the tourism and hospitality sector and understanding what that looks like here in Banff, she said. We're bringing some of the researchers into Banff and bringing key community partners together to understand what that data looks like and confirm what is true. Rempel said the hope is to have a clear picture of violence in the community. Rates of violence are linked to the housing crisis, which are linked to mental health, are linked to all the other issues for folks that are living and working in our community, she said. Our hope is to then develop some strategies that exist within the prevention scope. Sait did not want to comment at this time. The Y is hosting a Q&A session about the proposal, including for neighbors of the property, on October 15.